Hello, everyone. This is Kay, and welcome to Heaven's Harvest. I'm here with my co-host.
Hi, I'm Roxy.
Today's discussion is going to be eggs. Incredible, edible, and good for you. But are they really?
Well, not for me, Kay, because I had a very negative experience with eggs. I mean, I was an egg lover.
Oh, yeah.
I ate eggs, 6 to 8 eggs a day. Because
what prompted you to have so many on a daily basis?
I heard that they're very good for your thyroid.
Okay.
Because they have a lot of nutrients that are good for the thyroid. And so I was concerned about the thyroid because there's a lot of people in my family who have thyroid issues.
Mm-hmm.
So,
including your eldest daughter.
And yeah. And there were doctors that recommended eating a lot of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I went along with the program. And
for how long, though?
This went on for about 1.5 years.
Interesting. And then you just did like 8 to 10 a day?
Yeah. I mean, everybody likes eggs. I mean, you go out for breakfast and brunch on the weekends. Everybody orders eggs, the omelets. And
so you were egged out from sunrise to sunset?
Yeah, you could say that. But then the day came when I had to reexamine my consumption of eggs. Because of the fact that my eyes, something started happening with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes, I noticed they were getting red and itchy.
They would like bulge out, right?
They were getting itchy. Uh-huh. And everything was like blurred. I said, well, oh my gosh, I was getting so scared. I mean,
so the vision was like tunnel vision or?
No, it was just really like blurred and stuff. And and it was really scary for me.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know what to do at this point because I don't like rushing to doctors right away.
Yeah.
I like kind of...
It's like a last resort for you, right? Personally.
Yes, because I try to avoid any surgeries or any medications if possible.
It's understandable, yeah.
So the first thing I did was try to keep a journal, mm-hmm, of what I was eating and how much I was eating to kind of narrow down my, you know, the culprits.
Great idea. Food log should do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then this is what happened. Do you remember when you and I went to a health food store?
We did, Jen. Yes.
And there was the yes, clerk at, yeah, the store, Jen.
She brought awareness to us that day. Oh my goodness.
Because she had a similar reaction to eggs as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she had gone to an allergist, and she discovered through the blood work that she was allergic to eggs and that this was causing her all the eye symptoms.
So here's the thing. Was Jen born with this or it was just because it was too much consumption and it caused like,
sometimes too much of a good thing is not good for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's probably the case with me because, I was just eating too many of them,
mm-hmm,
you know, consuming too much.
She did make a recommendation, though. She visited quite often an Amish supermarket.
Yes.
And she would pick up duck eggs.
Duck or quail?
Duck or quail. And she said that that was more suitable for her.
Yes, but you still have to be careful because they are eggs.
Exactly, yeah. But that's just her own personal testimony.
Right. I mean, if you want eggs or an omelet, you know, or something, you know, you have a craving, mm-hmm, for, you can do that, you know, once in a while.
But do you ever wonder back all that time of eating eggs and then, you know, you just start having these issues with your eyes just like she did?
Yeah.
Were you allergic or were you not? That's my question.
Well, we compared symptoms and my symptoms were very much, they were practically identical to hers. So,
oh my goodness.
I stopped eating the eggs and the problem, yeah, went away.
So for those of you that are egg lovers and you don't have any, you know, thing that's noticeable in your body, you know, I guess you keep going, but always consult your doctor.
Eat eggs in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go overboard as with anything,
not good. Yep. All right. Until next time, this is Kay.
And I'm Roxy.
Let food be your medicine.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Take care.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kay, and welcome to Heaven's Harvest. I'm here with my co-host.
Hi, I'm Roxy.
Today's discussion is going to be about the civet. Is that how I'm going to pronounce it? Civet?
Civet. C-I-V-E-T.
Cat poop coffee. I mean, oh my gosh. This is not your typical cup of brew. I'm telling you guys. Actually, I'm just going to give you the 411 on this. It's from a special kind of coffee that's found in Sri Lanka and certain parts in Indonesia. Kopi Luwak, K-O-P-I-L-U-W-A-K. And it's made from coffee beans from the civet cat feces. Now, just a little bit about the process is they feed this cat the coffee beans and they wait for it to poop it out. Now,
and then they grind it into the coffee machine.
Yeah,
they grind it and they serve it in some of the most
prestige cafes around Sri Lanka, Indonesia. I believe there were a few coffee shops in India as well.
Yes, it's considered a very gourmet, fancy type of coffee.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty pricey too. It's crazy because there's another process too. Sometimes it's just too much for the cat. Too much for the cat to consume. All these beans going in their digestive system, they can get constipated. And in one place, they found that they just killed the animal, the cat, and sliced and diced him, got through his intestines, took the particles out of the intestines all the way down to the colon, yanked everything out, and made sure that those grounds came out as much as they could scrape up and put into the machine because they were just so impatient with the cat's, you know, cat constipation problems.
That's animal cruelty too.
It is. I feel so terribly sorry for those creatures.
So there's two reasons why not to drink that. But another thing I wanted to say is that, you know what, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but once in a blue moon, I might have some coffee, especially in the winter when it's really cold outside and I want to warm up. Of course. So my husband and I, we had dinner at this restaurant, and I decided to order some coffee, a cup of coffee, and
you assumed it was Folgers.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a big fan of coffee. I'm not really crazy about the taste. But this coffee was really good. And I asked the waitress, I said, excuse me, do you know what kind of coffee this is? And she says, you know what? I don't. She says, they don't tell us.
Oh, maybe everybody should start asking now when they're at the restaurant. Where is this from?
It was really good. And I've heard that this civet cat coffee, that it is delicious. People get hooked to it.
Some of the reviews online are startling because they're giving people like a test taste and they're not knowing, you know, where the source is from this coffee. So they end up telling them after they've tasted it, and this girl started regurgitating on camera.
Yeah. Now, Kay, can you tell our audience some of the side effects of drinking this type of civet cat
I came across some testimonies online. People in Indonesia that have this, they're kind of well off and they have it, you know, not on a regular basis, but it's, you know, in their routine. They said that they complained of intestinal bleeding of the large and small intestines, some issues with polyps in the colon as well that cause severe irritation. Those are some things that have been reported, but you can become very sick from this cat. There was also an article from China, and it was talking about the SARS connection with this cat.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what, Kay? After all this information that you provided for us, mm-hmm. I am going to assure you that I will never have another cup of coffee.
Never. Oh my gosh.
Because if I don't know where it originated from, it's not a good idea to just...
For all our listeners that can't ditch the brew, you know, and it's their go-to, it's understandable. But if you go do like Dunkin' Donuts, they might not disclose that with you. I feel like Starbucks will, because when you go in there, you can purchase it. It says from Guatemala or Colombia. I feel like they would, you know, be able to give you more, just a rundown of where it came from. But I'm not a coffee person at all, but I hope everyone else just, you know, just educate yourself on this and, you know, pay attention, and that's all. And be safe, please, but with whatever you consume.
Yes, but just to be on the safe side, I've totally given up coffee now.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, I agree. It's disgusting. It really grossed me out. But until next time, stay tuned.
And let food be your medicine.
This is Kay.
And I'm Roxy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.